From a wise heart flow careful words. Wise words make the lips more persuasive. Proverbs 16:23. To bear witness in the public square, a Christ-centered heart must be the wellspring of our words, our demeanor, our take on the world. And so that is our task, our joy, our opportunity in the next few moments. Welcome to this week's Nuance, Formed for Faithfulness. Christ Jesus, you reign in glory, and in Eastertide, we celebrate that fact, acknowledging that fact, and we cling to you as our King. Our national leaders, we acknowledge, but you, O Lord, are our ultimate King and authority. Thank you for your court of the empty tomb and your crown of thorns. A first reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, beginning in verse 29. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This passage in the Gospel of Mark recounts several episodes from the early ministry of Jesus. The primary focus of this passage is on Jesus' healing ministry. He demonstrates compassion and care for those who are sick, showing an example of healing that transcends physical ailments. Similarly, our medical professionals are dedicated to healing and alleviating suffering, motivated by compassion and a desire to improve the well-being of others. By healing individuals, Jesus contributes to the health and well-being of the community. Similarly, the medical community works to promote public health and prevent the spread of diseases, recognizing the interconnectedness of individuals within society. Jesus' healing ministry encompasses both physical and spiritual healing. He attends to the needs of the whole person, recognizing that health is not merely the absence of disease, but also includes spiritual and emotional well-being. Likewise, modern medicine increasingly emphasizes holistic approaches to patient care, addressing not only physical symptoms, but also psychological, social, and spiritual aspects of health. Jesus' healings are acts of restoration, bringing individuals back to a state of wholeness and enabling them to fully participate in community life. Similarly, the goal of the medical community is often to restore health and functionality to individuals, enabling them to live active and fulfilling lives. After a period of intense ministry, Jesus withdraws to a solitary place to pray and recharge. This highlights the importance of self-care and spiritual renewal, even for those engaged in caregiving professions. Similarly, members of the medical community often face demanding and emotionally taxing work, emphasizing the importance of self-care practices and seeking support to prevent burnout and maintain well-being. What healing are you in need of today? Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Let us pray. O Lord of the resurrection, as we journey through this Eastertide, send us forth as bearers of your light and love into the world you came to save. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we may boldly proclaim the message of your resurrection and invite others to share in this new life that you offer to all who believe. Equip us for the work of your kingdom that we may serve you faithfully and bring glory to your name. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 2. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan." As he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly, a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, "My father! My father! The chariots and horsemen of Israel!" And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Thank you for joining me for this weekly Formed for Faithfulness. Catch our regular Nuance episodes where I have a conversation with a special guest on living faithfully in the public square. In the meantime, like and share this podcast for others to enjoy. Visit us at collaborativeorlando.com to subscribe to our biweekly blog, see other videos, check out events we might have coming up, and find a number of other resources. You'll also find us across social media platforms. I'm Case Thorpe, and God's blessing on you.